broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Archives, free and on demand, live, libertyroundtable.com. All right. Let's see. Here's how it worked. On Tuesday, we had a broadcast. Friday, I was out. Did a rebroadcast. Thursday, live again. Today, of course, live again. We are a six-day-a-week broadcast, so Monday through Saturday, 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. A quick recap of Tuesday's show. We talked about a Mexican murder fugitive arrested with the migrant group at the border, proving Donald Trump correct on this illegal immigration stuff. Look, guys, they want you to believe that we just hate everybody, that we're racist or that we hate immigrants or what? No, it's not true. We just don't want illegal activity. Okay, when you got a Mexican murder fugitive trying to get into our country, you think that's a good thing? You think that's okay? I don't. We talked about 19 corpses in trash bags found in Mexican canal. We talked about Arizona police. Fed seized 45,000 fentanyl pills in two operations at the border. Study lists Tijuana as the murder capital of the world in 2018. Third Mexican journalist murdered in 2019. All right, this is an example where they want you to believe the border's safe. It's not. It's disaster. President Trump is right. What do you do when you're the president when Congress won't defend your people? That's the dilemma we face, folks. I guess a teen smashed an egg on an Australian lawmaker's head who blamed the New Zealand shooting on immigration. Well, okay, that's a mixed up deal, but that's where the term egghead comes from, I guess. We talked about a former abortionist now telling the truth. A well-known abortion doctor comes to his senses. He says mother's health exception, a total sham. Completely spot on. Mother's health exception, a total sham. He's right. Why do I say that? Well, you're going to say, well, you don't care about the mothers, Sam. Oh, yes, I do. It's just rarely the truth that that needs to be a huge exception. The Lord will get me to the right place. Yeah, that's what Mike Pompeo says. Opens door to future Kansas City run. Or I guess run for the state of Kansas, probably more like, I guess, in the legislature there. Newlyweds, I know this is super warped and weird, but newlyweds are now going on separate honeymoons. You get married, you and your spouse just simply say, hey, love you, see you later, and go to different places. That does not bode well for marriages, folks. Woman sucked into parents' grave sues cemetery, says it's terrifying and traumatizing. Wow. Anyway, when you really study the story, it's not as bad as it sounds. I'm not telling you it's okay, but it's more like a sinkhole. And anyway, very strange. But I'm not so sure you can sue the cemetery over it. Anyway, we talked about Boomtown. D.C. Swamp, that's Washington, D.C. Swamp, issues more than 2.7 million traffic tickets, collecting $324 million for government. See, D.C.'s just out of control, folks. Harassing the citizens, eating out their substance, the Declaration of Independence, and the grievances or grievances, I'm sorry, grievances documented there certainly comes to mind. How about you? Court says state can ban sale of aborted babies. That's great news. That's the aftermath of the undercover videos exposing the trading of body parts. So good for the states who want to stand against the selling of baby body parts, huh? Forget purity, quote, become a slut. WorldNet Daily writes the piece where a woman actually for WND writes and says, you know what? This is what we've turned women into. We supposedly have freed women, but look what this has turned into. What a sad tale to tell. She's right. We talked about the new reality, why the left is blaming Donald Trump and the left is blaming whites for the shooting in New Zealand. Jesse Lee Peterson writes the piece, and he basically says, look, this racism stuff is bogus. It all comes down to good versus evil, and the good guys need to stand together to stop evil. And boy, howdy, is Jesse Lee Peterson right. Trump, I guess a Trump, well, look, let me say this over. We're talking about a story written by Larry Klayman, and he says Trump judges dismissal of social media case is political. So we're talking about the judge's dismissal of this issue is political, to say the least. And he's right. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Ammon Bundy case, the Cliven Bundy case. So the judge dismissing it is a serious, serious problem here because they're not doing it for the right reasons. And I think Larry's right on this. The only point that I disagreed with on this story is that I still think it's good that, you know, Cliven and Ammon and Ryan and many of the other guys that were with them, they're home with their families. That is the good news piece. But he's right about these judges. They just can't deal with the truth, can they? That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live on Tuesday. Hour 2, we talked about the Ninth Circuit rebuffs U.S. government and Bundy case. This is another example of kind of the situation here. It's good that the judge rebuffed the government. It's bad, though, for the reasons they're doing it. And if we're not careful, they're going to bury up more evidence. Oftentimes, the judges appear to do something right, only with an effort of bottling up all the evidence and creating gag orders and creating classified information. And what they do is they gather everything and then bottle it up and shut it up. And, well, you'll never see the light of day on it. So it at first appears to be good, but be very careful. That's Larry Klayman's point, and he's right. We talked about Donna Brazel, you know, the former Democratic National Committee woman, who accused the DNC of rigging the primary in 2016 in favor of Hillary Clinton. Well, now she has a new gig, Fox News contributor. Very strange when Fox hangs out with Donna Brazel, huh? Fewer millennials are buying cars and homes. They just don't have the money for it, folks. And they don't want to get in debt to their eyeballs like their parents. They saw what a tragedy that was. And so they're kind of the pendulum swings, huh? 40% of Americans, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, make less than $15 an hour. Did you hear me? 40% of Americans make less than $15 an hour. 40% of Americans simply can't afford a $400 bill if they had to. Whether it's medical or fixing their car, critical issues, they can't deal with it. They don't have the money. They don't make enough money. 15% of Americans, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, make minimum wage. We talked about Jay Leno. He says the electric cars are the future. USA Today had the piece. Jay, I appreciate your point, but I don't believe you. Electric cars are way too expensive. Okay? They just cost a bunch of money. And if you get in a crash, people get electrocuted. There's all kinds of problems with these technologies. And if you say, oh, no, Sam, they're the future, then my response is take away the government subsidies and the government regulations forcing the creation of these vehicles. Take away the incentives and the financing and the government manipulation. Let the free market work and trust you, me, until they build an electric car that can compete on the open market price-wise. And otherwise, they won't have a gig. But as long as you force regulate these cars into existence and then you create taxpayer subsidies, well, they probably will be the future by force. Elizabeth Warren calls for the end of the Electoral College and calls for the removal of Confederate statues. Warren is off her rocker, folks. Remember, the checks and balances are your friend, not your enemy. They're the enemy to the wicked politician. They're the friend to the Constitution-loving, check and balance-believing American. We talked about Colorado joins effort to elect presidents by popular vote and to skip or go around the Electoral College. What a disaster. We talked about Taco Bell hot sauce saves another life. That's pretty cool news. Interesting, fun story. Go back and listen to Tuesday's broadcast if you want to check that out. Wednesday, we took off. I had some family things to deal with. On Thursday, we had an incredible two-hour show. We had on four guests. Lisa Lacapera, Daphna Tachover, Marilyn Martin, Stephanie Austin. We talked about wireless radiation and 5G. It is a disaster, folks, on the human body and your health. You want to learn more? WeAreTheEvidence.org. And what is 5G.info? WeAreTheEvidence.org. And what is 5G.info? Great websites to learn more. And we talked about why the lack of information on this radiation stuff and 5G and what it does to the body. Why the news blackout on this whole thing, huh? What do you know about the Frey effect? Go look it up on Google. Type in Frey, F-R-E-Y, Frey effect, and you'll find out this is, wow, it's disaster, folks. It really is. What is 5G, you ask? It's called the Internet of Things. Why should we even be worried about it? All cell towers emit radio frequencies, RF radiation, if you will. This is what makes them dangerous, and plans to transfer everything to 5G. Around the world is already underway. Soon every city will be retrofitted with this technology. Why is it bad? Because they're ratcheting up the frequencies. The higher the frequencies go, and the closer they put the radiation to your body. In other words, with RF radiation, how close the source is to our physical bodies is more important than even the wattage of the radiation. We talked about it more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so yesterday's broadcast was a two-hour extended show with four incredible guests. We talked about, with RF radiation, folks, how close the source is to our physical bodies is more important than the power level of the wattage of the radiation. That's serious. And basically with 5G, it's going to get closer and closer. Because the higher the frequency, the less distance it goes. You got to have towers everywhere, which means it's going to get closer and closer and closer to our bodies, to our brains. 5G will be the worst of both worlds. You'll have more sources around us and closer to us. And they'll be more powerful and there'll be continuous emissions. Wow. We talked about the history of the FCC guidelines, what they do and what they do not protect us from. We talked about why complying with the current FCC emission guidelines does not mean that it's safe, folks. We talked about what the FCC and the FDA have done since their issuance of these guidelines back in 1996, well over 20 years ago, outdated for what's going on, to say the least. And then we finished on the topic of what can we do about it. There is a lot these wonderful ladies are doing, and there's a lot you can do about it as well. Check out that broadcast. It's online at libertyroundtable.com. Please spread the word. We're not anti-technology. I make my living in technology, folks. The question is there a better way to protect our bodies? Is there a better way to implement this technology that would be more meaningful and more safe and more appropriate? You know, those are the questions. And you got to kind of ask yourself, is this a big, massive conspiracy? I don't like to get into conspiracy land. I do like to deal with facts. But at some point, this massive blackout and cover up of the truth on this makes you start to go, why? Anyway, enough of that. But we'll have those wonderful ladies back. They did a phenomenal job on the radio. We appreciate them and their research and their hard work. And we appreciate that they actually are jumping in and seeing a cause and deciding they can do something about it. That's where Americans shine, baby. That's the genius of America. Thank you to all of them. All right, Brian Rust, Rust Coin and Gift, rustcoinandgift.com. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you, Sam.
And Brian was so kind. Normally his time is on Thursday, but we had to do an extended broadcast, and Brian was so kind to, you know, step aside, let them take care of that, and then jump in today. We appreciate the flexibility. Our honest money report. What's going on in gold and silver, sir?
Well, today you're looking at 1250 on gold, 1550 on silver, down about 13 cents, I guess. On
1550 on silver. And what was the gold again? 13?
Gold, 13, 1250. The one factor, I mean, and we kind of look at this a little bit, is if you look at palladium, and I've mentioned this before, palladium yesterday was 1611, today it's 1592. But palladium over the last, you know, number of months has more than doubled, you know. So, you see no manipulation in that metal, and you're seeing the true effect of that metal. Where you see manipulation, these big banks, you mentioned J.P. Morgan, or you were talking about him the other day, or that, you know, I guess his son.
Yeah, it's Jamie Dimon is who the guy, CEO, is right now.
Right? Oh, that's right. That's exactly right. But, you know, the manipulation with, you know, J.P. and Goldman Sachs and that, you know, they suppress these other metals and use and leverage those metals up and down with paper to, you know, buy up physical and illegally do it, and they're fine. And yet the government just lets that roll along like no big deal. So it's interesting, but yeah.
Now, here's something interesting about this point that you're making. They don't have near the future tradings on palladium, do they?
No. I would bet to say they don't do much of that at all. I mean, as far as the, you know, well, we know they're not manipulating that market. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't have that as an option for trading. I'm just telling you, most people aren't just like, oh, man, I'm doing palladium. I'm gonna go ahead and do my futures in palladium. So what I'm telling you is the ability to manipulate or speculate in that market is much, much less. And that's why you see a reality in the up and down in relation to the fiat currencies. Now, I'm not suggesting that when you say that palladium has doubled, it has, but only in relation to our currency. Really, our currency has truly dropped. People just don't understand that in comparison. The palladium really didn't change a whole lot, did it?
Right. That's exactly right. So that you're seeing kind of the true factor. I was reading an article here the other day based on our currency and so on. You know, from 1913 to 1933, 0.0484 ounces of gold for every Federal Reserve dollar. Today,
well, say that again. Wow.
So in 1913 to 1933, it was 0.0484 ounces of gold to a dollar. Today, and from 71 to 19, it's 0.000769 ounces of gold to our Federal Reserve dollar. So it's just, we've lost a lot of, well, we know, purchasing power with our dollar. As a result, we look at, and you've mentioned debt. Look at the debt we are. So.
Yes, I guess the good news is more and more Americans are starting to get the truth on this, right?
Right. Yeah, it is. It's evident. I mean, you know, most Americans, you know, 80% live paycheck to paycheck. You know, you've talked a little bit about it.
Yeah, we just talked in the last segment before you jumped on that 40% of Americans make $15 an hour or less, sir.
Yes. So we're seeing the effects. It's just unbelievable.
Well, the other announcement they just made, which I found kind of interesting, Donald kind of got in a little bit of a tiff with the Federal Reserve back when they were going to start to raise interest rates. He's like, hey, you didn't do that to Barack. Now you're doing that to me, and that's going to cause all kinds of problems. And, well, now it turns out that the Federal Reserve left its key interest rate alone. In other words, did not raise rates and projected no rate hikes in 2019, signaling to the market, and the stocks respond accordingly. That's manipulation by not manipulating in this case.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Fed Chair Powell, he mentioned the fact that he was going to, you know, reduce this balance of, you know, the whopping $3.5 trillion and lower that down and then raise interest rates to help, you know, the two primary objectives, no matter what. And then he came out later and said, you know what, 6 months later, he bounced back the other way and said, well, we're going to have to not hike rates and just changed. And yeah, but projections on this, I think stock market crashed a little bit. Kind of what's happened? There was an article or something. The next crisis at our doorsteps, the S&P 500 has broken its bull market trend line. And the last two times that happened, a financial crisis hit within 6 months. So anyway, I don't know. These are some of the projection things out there, but it's crazy.
Now, here's what I also find interesting. They talk about they left the key interest rate unchanged. And people need to understand that when you say key interest rate, what does that mean? It means they decided what they're going to tie this stuff to. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Because, what is the key interest rate hike they left unchanged? What do they call that thing? Prime?
Yeah.
I think it's called prime, right?
Right.
Anyway, and so you look at that and you say, that's like an international rate. So we then kind of, with I guess some other international folks, agree to a national rate that we're going to manipulate and then everybody has to beat, you know, march to that drum? And that's really what we're talking about, right?
Right.
And then you would say, no, Sam, it's not based on prime. What are you talking about? You're ignorant of this thing. Sam, it's really based on the interbank lending number that they lend to each other. Yeah, but it eventually results to prime for the rest of us, right?
Right.
See, these people don't think I understand banking. You know what? I was a mortgage broker, and I used to watch these rates every single day. Trust me, I understand. It doesn't matter what rate you manipulate, every other rate forced to follow, Brian.
Right. That's exactly right.
And I find it fascinating.
Well, it really is, you know, and it, basically, you know, they don't want to, obviously the money that's being dumped into the market and so on, they want to, you know, ease that. They don't want to have the pressure put there so that there's major, if you see a collapse in the market, what happens then? You know, panic, the major panic goes into place and all heck breaks loose, kind of. They try to manipulate that so that's not happening. But if we're dishonest money, it's going to eventually happen.
When Brian says happen, what he means is it's going to eventually get the best of us. In other words, we can manipulate, but at some point when you start manipulating too much, it's kind of like trying to put a balloon in a bottle. You know, eventually you're going to push, and then you try to push a little bit more, and, well, this other side's popping out, so you put, well, the balloon pops. You keep trying to get the balloon in the bottle, right? And that's kind of my analogy to illustrate what I believe is happening here. So far, they've been managed to just let, hey, when you push on one side, then the other side, you know, comes out. And, you know, it looks like it's working. It's kind of expandable. It's elastic. It's manipulatable. It's controllable. We got this. Hey, if we can just slowly but surely put a teeny bit of the balloon in the bottle at a time, once it gets to the mouth of the bottle, then it can expand on the inside. The problem is at some point they're going to lose control. You don't know when the balloon's going to pop when you do that stuff or if it will. That's what they're running up against. They'll never admit that, but that's the reality analogy that I like to put in play. Quick pause. Kurt Crosby, Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com, and Sam Bushman on your radio. Kurt's up in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email. Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, but given Mr. Kushner's background, where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the president, it certainly raises national security concerns.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
So far, details are few. A statement by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission says the two soldiers were conducting an operation when they were killed. There are more than 8,000 American forces still in Afghanistan, helping Afghan troops that are fighting the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Nearly 100 people are dead after an overloaded ferry carrying families to an amusement park along the Tigris River in Mosul, Iraq, capsized and sank. They were celebrating the Kurdish New Year and Mother's Day. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern joined thousands of mourners near one of the mosques in Christchurch, where 50 people were killed when a gunman opened fire 1 week ago. Addressing the Muslim community, she said, "New Zealand mourns with you. We are one." Shakiri Juni was there.
Very sad day, as it's only been a week for those poor people that have gone, but I hope that this was a way of bringing people together.
Imam Jamal was leading the prayer.
We have shown that New Zealand is unbreakable and that the world can see in us an example of love and unity.
The observance comes a day after Ardern announced the ban on assault weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, nothing but lies coming out of New Zealand, ladies and gentlemen. They say they're the epitome of love, but they want to deny your right, your God-given unalienable right of self-defense. Take away guns from the good guys as a ban, and the good guys are the only ones that obey the law. It doesn't sound like love to me. It sounds like a slaughter in the making as a gun-free zone takes effect. What a sad tale to tell. Our prayers are with them, but I'm telling you right now, they're going in the wrong direction, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I digress. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com on your radio. We're talking about Honest Money Report. Gold is real money. Timeless insurance. Nature's currency. Norm France, gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen. Barter is the money of peasants, and debt is the money of slaves. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam, and I just wanted to pick up a little bit on what Brian mentioned about palladium. He didn't mention platinum, but I'm kind of a new guy when it comes to understanding those, but my main focus, Brian knows this as well, is after I learned years ago that our Constitution has this little phrase in there that says, no state shall make any thing but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, I figured that meant we were supposed to be using gold and silver. And so then I know that's kind of way out.
There
idea
goes Kurt Crosby again,
where
man.
Where I get that kind of idea, it's just hard to figure it out. But anyway, and so I'm new at understanding this, and so I was looking at on the plate, palladium kind of comparison, showing, say, like a year's worth of the numbers for palladium versus a year's number, the number or year
so really
chart
quick, you
for
have these
gold
overview
or silver
charts that you're comparing, right?
Yeah, and okay. And like Brian says, you know, when you look at palladium, for example, a year ago it was a little under 1,000, and now it's nearly 1,600. I'm just giving you rough numbers. Is that correct, Brian? I mean, the way you remember it. And yet you look at, if you just, you know, look at gold over the year, then you see it started about 1350, and it's not much different from now. So,
in fact,
you know,
it's 13, what, right now?
I think it's like 1312. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so, and we're talking not hardly any money at all change, really. In fact, it's gone down
change.
Slightly.
And so you were saying you felt like the key thing is most people don't do the futures, and you know, the manipulation doesn't go on with the palladium like it does with the gold and silver. Is that correct, Brian?
Right. You're waiting.
And so when you
market,
yeah, when you look at this this chart, I mean, it's certainly what's palladium used for besides, you know, I mean, I see some places offer it in cute little bars or whatever, but what do they use it for in the, you know,
so
catalyst, in the world or whatever?
Auto catalyst. It also, you know, because it burns clean and withstands heat. And, you know, the space technology was a big driver when it was up and rolling heavily. It was used. Palladium and platinum both kind of are used in that scenario. You look at rhodium. Rhodium's pushing back up over $3,200 an ounce or in that scenario. So, I mean, these are metals that, you know, they're just, you know, you just can kind of see a little bit of that.
Yeah, they're like the truth tellers, aren't they, sir?
Uncontrolled stuff, huh? Rhodium, I guess they use that for roads, probably. But anyway,
hey, Kurt, stop. What is rhodium, Brian?
Sorry.
Well, the, you know, same kind of, it's you know, the unique thing is too is you know, I can't really manipulate a lot of, you know, that metal per se because it's well, you know, 16, 20 times harder to refine that than gold.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so, but there's a, I believe a sponge, the rhodium they use as a sponge to kind of absorb some of the impurities in certain ways, but very hard to refine and get, but highly used in that suction of bad elements, I guess.
So we know you offer gold and silver, and you've got my favorite stuff, where I use it to teach people, look, this is how our money used to be, you know, look at these.
By the way,
dimes,
rhodium, just so you know, Kurt,
yeah,
it's a metal that's used to make electrocontacts. A lot of times it's used in jewelry and other materials. It's an alloy in other materials such as in platinum and palladium. They use rhodium a little bit to kind of make it, what, harder? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Huh.
They use it for aircraft spark plugs and furnace coils. And it's in a lot of those kind of things. It's RH45,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so,
if you want to know.
Yeah, I was thinking it was maybe 44 or 43, something in there. But anyway,
yeah, good, Kurt.
You know, so Brian, I know you have, you know, good offerings on even like the 2019 Silver Eagle that comes from the U.S. Mint, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But what do you do? Do you have platinum and palladium and all that stuff too?
Good pieces of that. I've got palladium. I actually sold a couple of rhodium bars here just the other day. So yeah.
Wow! Isn't rhodium the most expensive of all the metals?
Yeah.
It's 154 times more than silver, so double what gold is, right?
Right.
Investing in rhodium, the world's most expensive metal, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, if you really want something that doesn't, you know, you don't have to carry around, it's not real heavy, though, you can always do crypto, right, Sam?
Yeah, and it'll be so light you won't even know when you lose it. It'll be great. Go ahead,
your
Brian.
Your bartering tool, though, I'm more bullish in silver. I think your silver is going to triple before gold doubles, and I you know, you have a more of a, you know, a person could come in and put a little away every month or every 2 weeks or whatever of silver. It's fairly easy to kind of get, you know, store a nice little stash there, you know, protect yourself. And where rhodium wouldn't be the you throw all that eggs into that basket. You know, if you had to use it, here's one bar, and it's, you know, I don't know if they're going to give you change if you ever had to use that, I guess.
Well, the problem is, yeah, sodium might be great point. If you have a lot of money and you want to put it in something, and if you want to trade in it, I can see that. The problem with rhodium is that if you really had a problem in society and you're like, hey, man, I got some rhodium, people are going to be like, what? So I'm not saying that it doesn't have its value, but I'm saying if your goal is to create a hedge when things go bad, to be able to have something to barter with and trade, rhodium is not your answer. It's certainly silver, maybe a little bit of gold, too. But rhodium is great if you're more into the investment idea to say, hey, I know this thing can be stable and everything else. While society is good, rhodium is a great solution if you have a lot of money as part of your portfolio. Right, Brian?
Right. Maybe our government ought to fund the, you know, back our money by rhodium. Maybe, hey, we're backing our money by rhodium. that's the world ought to get on board.
Actually, you know what?
Well, you know, the president wants to make America great again. There's a lot of ways to do that when it comes to the money system. But,
good point.
You know, rhodium, I would certainly be against, would be for that versus paper.
I'd be for an appropriate relationship between palladium and rhodium and what was the other one? Platinum and gold and silver. I'd create some kind of an appropriate relationship.
So you're not for like the basket of currencies, like a whole bunch of paper
gold and
money,
silver and rhodium.
Yeah,
and palladium,
see,
and
you're for a basket of honest money.
Yeah, hard assets. Kind.
Yeah, wow. Imagine.
I want to cover my assets. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
good
right.
Point.
You don't want a little barrel of German.
Frank, yeah, whatever they were.
What do you got those in Venezuela? I don't want a wheelbarrow of those neither, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that, what do they got down there, pesos? Venezuelan pesos?
Probably.
The other problem I have with pesos is it depends on where you are. Pesos aren't even pesos. They're just different depending on where you are. Like they got Mexican pesos and El Salvadorian pesos or whatever. And I don't even, wow, you know? But gold is real money, ladies and gentlemen. Timeless insurance, nature's currency. Anything else we ought to keep an eye on, Brian?
No, I just stay the course. You know, it's peace of mind when you have a little bit tucked away. You don't have to, you know, panic. And I think that's the key.
All right, I want you to respond to this. Donald Trump now has changed his mind on the importance of the Electoral College versus the popular vote. At first, he trashed the Electoral College back in the early days. But now he kind of likes the Electoral College better than the popular vote. And what I find fascinating about this news piece is they want to pit people against each other. They want you to believe in one or the other, Brian. I got this novel idea. Tell me what you think. I like both, sir. That check and balance the Founding Fathers put in place, brilliant, my brother.
There you go. I agree. You know, it seems like there's everything's about change. We're changing there. We're going to change that. We're going to take away the Constitution. We're going to change that, make it. They kind of do what they need to do to make their, you know, I guess, their agenda, I guess I should say. But let's get back to the real honest money, the Constitution. Live by the laws and get a fake news and all the other things. I think that's what we need.
Godspeed, Brian. Thank you so much, my friend.
Hey, you bet. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, sir. RussCoinAndGift.com is where you go. I'm telling you, an honest man in the metals business, just ask him. Say, I'd like a few hundred bars of that rhodium, please. And he'll get it right to you, ladies and gentlemen. Take possession of your assets. It'll cover your assets, that's for sure. Brian Rust, RussCoinAndGift.com, Liberty Roundtable, live.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, this is Kurt Crosby's story right here, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to dig it, man. While you're hanging out, Kurt, and you ain't got nothing better to do, Google has unveiled a new video game streaming platform, buddy, called Stadia. And it's going to go ahead and take on, it's positioning itself to take on the traditional video game business, buddy. So have you busted out and played Stadia yet, sir?
You know, it's in my long list of things to do, and I just didn't get that video game played yet.
Come on now, Kurt. Mm-mm. You got to get on that, buddy. You can spend hours and hours. Time will just fly by. You'll forget to eat, buddy.
Right now, the video game I'm playing is called the Tax Game. and so I'm working on that video game.
Poor Kurt's just taking a beating. The Tax Game, Kurt, reminds me of... What do they call those things where you get in the ring and you just beat each other up? What do they call that?
It's like competitive martial.
No, it's like competitive martial arts. What's
that
called? MMA. Martial arts or whatever.
Mixed martial arts fighting and stuff like that.
Kurt Crosby just getting thrashed by the IRS. They just punched poor Kurt's up against the, what do they call that thing?
The cage,
and he's just getting pummeled.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's what's going on. And the government just goes, you want to do your duty, don't you, Kurt? You want to do your part, don't you, buddy?
Yeah.
And Kurt can't even take a breath to sign on the line or to penalty of perjury, right?
Wow.
Anyway, it's called Stadia, and in my opinion, more bread and circus to try to keep the natives, prevent them from getting restless there, Kurt.
Yep. Mm. Surprise.
Kind of saying. Hey, the National Enquirer's in the news. Kurt has details.
Well, the National Enquirer, let's see, which one was that?
Jeff Bezos in the mix, and I guess I don't know what you call her, the mistress? Is that what you call her, Kurt? The concubine? I don't know what to call her. Anyway, this chick, man, had a brother that, he wants some cash, and it's all a very strange scenario, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they say that that's where they got these pictures and, you know, these things. If you're not caught up on it, Jeff Bezos is the big shot at Amazon. He used to have a beloved wife who, you know, basically was like his, they were partners in the whole Amazon thing working on it. He's worth like $140 million or whatever, but, you know, he got... he lost his way, in my opinion, and so now he's found a new girlfriend, I guess you could say, and this lady has her brother? I can't remember. But,
yes, sir, that's right.
Bottom line is brother handed off some of her text messages or his text messages and whatever and showed pictures of things and all these things, and... And the National Enquirer
published the goods. Here's what I don't understand, though. Let's say that, you know, you're hanging out with this concubine mistress and you're doing these salacious.
Yeah, textures. She's married and you're married. But
yeah, well, you are, Kurt. Not me. I'm not in this thing.
I mean, those two, you know.
You're right.
Jeff and what's her name?
Okay, so here's what I don't understand, though. How does the brother get all that and then turn that over to the Enquirer for cash?
I know.
It's just so weird. Let me give you guys a hint. Are you ready for the real answer on this one? if you do not cheat on your spouse, and if you do not engage in salacious texting of any kind, even with your spouse, like I know you love your spouse and everything, but I think real time, real personal time together and stuff like that in private circumstances where you belong and is the way to go personally. Okay, it's real.
We recommend that.
That's the way to go. Anyway, if you don't engage in cheating on your spouse and you don't engage in salacious texts of any kind, I got an idea, Kurt. This can never happen to you unless they fake it and make it up.
Right.
Okay, exactly. And that's where, okay, it's the same thing with, hey, people getting these sexually transmitted diseases or these people are having unwanted babies that they got to then murder to get rid of the, you know, repercussions of the actions. Okay, we go... The way you solve these things is you don't do those things in the first place, and you educate people and work with people. It should be the exception. Now, I'm not saying we should run around shaming people and abusing people. I'm not saying that. But I am saying we should make popular that which is good and unpopular that which is wrong and bad and evil. Here's what I find fascinating. Instead of doing that, what they do is they get into the salacious deliciousness of this thing, where it's like, hey, Jeff's, what would it be? Not his brother-in-law, because it's not his wife, right? What would it be, a concubine-in-law, Kurt?
Well,
so Jeff's concubine-in-law betrays them for 30 pieces of silver, and everybody's going, oh, what are the salacious details of the texts? And I'm going, hey, man, this isn't cool at all. And I think that if we didn't have an appetite for this, Kurt, the National Enquirer wouldn't be paying money to get the goods to deliver to the people that, you know, where there's supply, there's demand, if you will. And so, I mean, where there's demand, there's supply, I should say. This is a case where the people need to repent and change, Kurt, to stop this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, you think it's only the National Enquirer that, you know, doesn't have, in my opinion, like your, status in the world or whatever. And yet a lot of people, I think, read it. But the Wall Street Journal even got in on this, of course, they're doing the business connection. They're figuring that that's going to make Amazon stock kind of hurt a little bit when you got the big shot doing the crazy stuff, you know. So I guess that's why they say. But the National Enquirer, I guess, paid a couple hundred grand to the brother of the mistress. Her name is Lauren Sanchez. And by the way,
she's like a Fox News babe, Kurt?
You know, I don't remember. I think that might be right, but I know she's a married woman, and, you know.
I don't know if she still is or not, but she was. That's right.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
The whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is sad. We pointed to you the real solutions. And again, we're not here to beat up Jeff Bezos or his wife or any of these people. They've made serious, serious mistakes. They'll suffer for those mistakes for life. And our prayers are with them that they can change and repent. And our prayers are that we, the people, won't demand such smut in the first place, prompting folks like the Enquirer to pay big cash for this salacious, in my opinion, smut that we don't need at all in the first place.
I guess the brother is now saying that the deal with the Enquirer was a deal with the devil.
Well, he's right about that.
I mean,
you know, hey, all this is bad. You getting the text in the first place on what, your sister? I mean, who wants to run around and peddle porn of his sister? And he's going to blame the Enquirer as the devil? I mean, I agree that the Enquirer is bad in this, but so is he.
Yeah,
you know, there's plenty of blame to go around. My response on this whole thing, though, is this. There's ways to not have this happen in the first place. We just talked about them. And most importantly, we the people need to not have an appetite for this stuff. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, and most importantly, Jeff Bezos should have been being honest with his wife and only with his wife. And she should have been, you know, with her husband, you know.
Well, hey, if people are starting to go on separate honeymoons right from the start, that isn't boding well for that idea. But I agree with your point.
That's messed up deal, right? Yeah.
All right. Have you seen the movie Unconquered, ladies and gentlemen? What are we talking about? We're talking about based on what, Neil Swanson's? Unconquered. It's the novel of the Pontiac Conspiracy. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and this is an old movie.
What rated is the thing?
I think it's even before they had ratings, Sam.
Ooh, you kind of like those? Black and white?
Well, yeah. No, there was some color in there. But it's got old
You know what I find
Gary
fascinating?
Cooper.
You say it's a movie black and white, and they say, no, there was color in there. Then how are the blacks colored?
Yeah, black and white.
If the black and white movies, if blacks are colored, then there's black and white's a colored film, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
I don't understand that kind of stuff.
You know, the thing I enjoyed about it, you know, is that, I mean, I watched it on YouTube, Sam. I mean, and, you know, after they kind of see some of the choices you make, then they make recommendations for you. They'll stick them up there and say, hey, you know, you can watch this, but it comes with ads, you know. I mean, but typically the ads are like, you know, 5 seconds, 8 seconds, some little short little thing. So I'm sure they'll increase if you get more people watching. But this one told about when they say the Pontiac Conspiracy, there was a war chief for the Indians named Pontiac. I always thought Pontiac was a car, you know, but, you know, I wasn't aware of this history. And I believe this is probably some pretty, you know, straight up history. And they're talking about original founders and those guys were trying to move west, you know, into the unconquered areas, you know, maybe that's why they got that name. Then the Indian tribes were, you know, they wanted to keep their ground, and so then they were kind of working together, but they were also being funneled a bunch of guns and different things by some bad guys that shouldn't have been doing it. And, you know, so there's I just recommend it.
Anyway, bottom line, you liked
YouTube,
it, right?
Unconquered, yeah.
And you ought to watch it. Unconquered, ladies and gentlemen, good movie, educational, old style, before even ratings, Kurt's
Gary Cooper, the lady's name is Paulette Goddard, you know, she's a redhead, you know, and it's got all the good stuff and none of the bad, you know.
Gotta dig it. Hey, by the way, why did Kamala Harris let Herbalife off the hook, Kurt?
Well, this is a very long story, Sam, but Kamala Harris, if you're not aware of who she is.
We're about out of time, so you can do a teaser, and then I can save it if we want to talk about it more.
Well, what I mean is I can summarize it pretty quick. She's a bottom-line wannabe Democratic presidential candidate. I mean, she is a candidate, but she wants to be president. When she was attorney general in California before she became a senator for the state of California, she... Well, in a number of ways, got special treatment. We had talked about the sexual stuff before, but now they found out that she was going to maybe go after this one company, but they lobbied, or in other words, they hired her husband as a lobbyist. And after that, she, you know, kind of withheld her, you know, henchman, if you will, and... never really went after it. And I thought, well, now some people say that means Herbalife's bad, but I think Herbalife simply understands that, man, if you don't want the government after you, you're going to have to pay the money. And
yeah, it's like the mafia, buddy. It's just protection money. That's all.
Well, I don't see really any difference. But I know some people will say, well, you're kind of crazy.
Well, you want me to tell you the difference, Kurt?
One they say is legal.
Yeah, they make you believe it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like drugs that come from the doctor. Or
yeah, they're all
the
good,
drugs
buddy.
That come from the others.
They're bad.
Not. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, interesting. Not that I'm suggesting. I don't even know about the Herbalife case, so I don't know the details. I'm just saying very, very strange stuff. But no accountability on that side. No one's even complaining about it, are they, Kurt?
Well, you know, they don't want to really go after her for that. They'd go after the president, I guarantee you.
Darn right. Hey, let's end on a Steve King quote, Kurt. This is good news at the end of the hour.
It is, and you got to remind me. I just know
it was something about breathing. All right, Representative Steve King.
Oh, if
a
heartbeat
is detected.
Good. The baby must be protected.
Amen.
And that is good stuff.
And that's why I want to end on that, because I like that positive end of the hour. If a heartbeat is detected, ladies and gentlemen, then what, Kurt?
The baby must be protected.
And that's as true as it gets. And that's one of the greatest things, that and honest money. Pro-life and honest money are two of the greatest things I think we should battle for. If you're going to pick your battles, those are the top two for me. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.